normally we are getting ready for Thursday Night Football when we chat with Ian McMillan from Odd Shark, but I think we can all agree we needed at least a couple of days to recover from Wednesday afternoon football. Ian, our schedule is all thrown off, but how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. As I said, no Thursday nighter because of Wednesday afternooner. Before we look ahead, is there anything we can take away valuable from that game aside from if there's ever a game played Wednesday afternoon again, let's all just take the under?
I think we can take away that the Steelers might not quite be as good as the record indicates. I mean, they've played some very close games against some very bad teams. And when you actually look at a lot of their statistics, especially on the offensive side of things, their offense is just a very average offense so far this season. So I think that's the number one takeaway is despite being undefeated, I don't think they're the best team in the league.
Looking ahead to Sunday, the Titans, who gave the Steelers a bit of a run in one of those 11 victories, open as 3-point favorites. Now it's up to 6 as they get ready for a pretty important matchup with the Cleveland Browns. Why do you think such big movement on that one? And what are you looking for in this one?
Yeah, I'm not entirely too sure why there's been a lot of big movement. I mean, the Browns have won a few games in a row. Maybe it's a little bit of recency bias because the Titans handled the Colts pretty easily there last week. But when you look at a lot of the statistics, a lot of the stuff they're very close in. A few different spots, Cleveland has a slight advantage. A few other spots, the Titans have a slight advantage. I mean, we know what both these teams like to do. They both like to run the ball. Both their pass games are established off running the ball first, and they kind of look to play action. The Browns do have a little bit of a better run defense so far this year. They're allowing 4.1 yards per carry. The Titans are allowing 4.3 yards per carry. So, 6 points seems like a lot between two teams that are pretty evenly matched. So, in that one, I would look to take the Browns and the points. I mean, 6 is crazy. I'll take the team getting the points in this one.
Now, it doesn't seem like people are too scared away by the Ravens' awful showing against your Falcons last week. 8-point favorites against the Jets. Do you like New York's chances of keeping this one close?
Yeah, I do think that the Jets, I mean, it's hard to say because my gut feeling says yes, but when you look at all of the numbers for the Jets, their offense is still the worst offense in the league, and it's not even close. So it's hard to really cite any statistics if you're going to back up a Jets pick, but my gut feeling would be to take Jets in the points this weekend.
Yeah, it almost feels dirty to say that. Like, oh yeah, no, this team that hasn't won a game this year hasn't come close to winning a game this year. I'm absolutely going to click on them. Like, just actually physically doing the clicking would be difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Because my whole MO with the Jets this year is if I bet on them, I feel like I can't live with myself if they end up just getting beat by 30 points. But they have had a couple backdoor covers. When the spread gets over that mark of a touchdown, that backdoor cover can always be an option. So it's just a team. Sometimes you just got to plug your nose and click that submit button.
An interesting one out in the NFC West as Arizona 3-point dogs against the LA Rams. The Rams, God, if Jared Goff could just hold on to the ball a little bit better, I would feel a whole lot better about this matchup. But where are you at with this NFC West tilt?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it there with the Rams. I mean, Jared Goff is just their X factor. He might have the lowest floor out of all starting quarterbacks in the NFL because when he is bad, he is just terrible, and it just doesn't give the Rams a chance to win. Kyler Murray, to be fair, though, also hasn't looked great the past couple of weeks. I am going to back the Rams in this one. They're 3-point favorites. I'm going to back them to cover. I don't love it, though. The big reason why I am going to take them, though, is because the Rams, their defense, they're quietly kind of flying under the radar as arguably the best defense in the NFL. Second in opponent yards per game, first in opponent yards per play, first in opponent yards per pass attempt. Sixth in opponent yards per carry. So, I mean, they're a very, very solid defensive unit. If not the best defense, they're a top three defense right now in the NFL. So almost solely because of that, I am going to back the Rams. But, I mean, it comes down to Jared Goff. If he plays like he did last week, they have no chance.
Just taking a look at the schedule this week, as we chat with Ian McMillan from Odd Shark, it does kind of feel, and not that I ever think I'm smarter than Vegas, but it does kind of feel like you go through all of these and it's like Indy -3.5 against Houston. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Chicago -3 against Detroit. Okay, yeah, I can see that. Like a lot of these, the number kind of feels like right around where it's supposed to be. Were there any of the lines that really stood out to you as, oh, we can take advantage of this one?
Well, I mean, that is a good point, because that's not really uncommon for that to happen as the NFL season kind of goes on. And we've seen it the past 2 weeks where the public is getting kind of just smashed, because as more games happen and more statistics come out, sports books are getting a little bit smarter with their lines. There's not as many freebies out there as there are sometimes earlier in the season. But there's one line as far as my favorite bet. And it's still a big spread, because there are a lot of big spreads this week. But it's for the Seahawks to cover against the Giants. They're 10-point favorites right now. But really, I mean, outside of that, what happened right at the end of the game there Monday night, they should have beat the Eagles by more than double digits. Now they're going up against a Giants team that's led by Colt McCoy. I will not be betting on Colt McCoy this weekend, that is for sure. So despite the Seahawks' defense not being good week in and week out, I talk about how bad their defense is. They've actually done a lot better the past 3 weeks. Carlos Dunlap has given them a little bit of a pass rush. Their pass defense, the past three games, still not good, but they're a little bit more towards middle of the pack as opposed to dead last where they've been all season. So despite it being a big spread, the Seahawks now, they're playing against a team that's very similar to the Eagles team from last week, but just not as good of a pass defense. And now they're playing at home as well. So I think that Seahawks -10 number is probably my favorite bet of the week. I think that spread should be a little bit closer to 2 touchdowns.
Taking a look at that Eagles team that played Seattle, they're facing Green Bay on the road at Lambeau this week. I've seen a couple of your Odd Sharks colleagues putting some support behind the Philadelphia Eagles in this one, a +8.5. Are you there, or are you going with the cheeseheads at Lambeau?
I am the complete opposite. I will not be betting on the – I don't know how anyone, after watching that Monday Night Football game, could bet on the Eagles this week. Yes, the Eagles technically got the backdoor cover there at the end if you got it at the closing number. But Carson Wentz looked absolutely terrible. The guy can't hit the ocean from a boat. Their offensive line has the worst pass protection in the league. They're getting sacked. He's getting sacked on 9.77% of his dropbacks, so almost one out of every 10 pass plays he gets sacked, which is last in the NFL by far. And I don't understand their play calling either, because the Eagles are actually averaging 5 yards a carry on the ground, which is third in the NFL, so they're very effective in running the ball, but they're calling the second fewest run plays per game. They're just not doing it. They just continuously insist on getting Carson Wentz to throw the ball and miss his receivers by 15 yards. So I'm not touching the Eagles with a 10-foot pole probably for the rest of the season. So the Packers are kind of another big favorite that I'll be backing. I'm on them to cover that 8.5-point spread. I don't know how you can back the Eagles after watching them on Monday night. That was tough.
Well, and if nothing, like, we're always supposed to bet with our head, not with our heart. But also, like, I'm kind of the opinion I'm not going to get rich off of this stuff. I'm basically just doing it so I have a reason to yell at the TV on Sunday. It's just not fun to bet on the Eagles. Like, it just sucks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you nailed it. At the end of the day, this is just entertainment. If you're looking at it for anything more than that, then you're probably looking at it the wrong way. So, Eagles are kind of on that list right now next to the Jets for me, and also the Bears as well, despite me being on the Jets this week. Those three teams, I mean, it's not fun having a couple of bucks on a team that can barely move the ball down the field. It's frustrating, to say the least.
Right. Like, I'm a Raider fan. I don't need help hating football, okay? I got that. let's enjoy some of these other games here. In terms of the primetime matchups, Kansas City, Denver. I don't know how much we need to go into that one, but we do see Pittsburgh on Monday afternoon against Washington, Baltimore on Tuesday evening against the Dallas Cowboys. Not seeing a line at all for Baltimore-Dallas, which makes all the sense in the world. But is there any concern we don't have a lot of data on the Wednesday to Monday turnaround in the NFL. So any concern about potential letdown from the Steelers?
I mean, a little bit, especially kind of seeing how they played yesterday, which wasn't great, especially on the offensive side of the football. But, yeah, you're right. We don't have any data from that short turnaround. But don't forget, these NFL players get the absolute best treatment in the world. It's a multi-million dollar, obviously, team and league. So, the, I mean, these guys are they get trainers all the time that they get massages from, and all their injuries get cleared up pretty quick. So even though it is a little bit of a short turnaround, it's not like I would rush to bet against them just because of that fact. So it is going to be a little bit interesting to see if it does affect them, but I wouldn't put too much stock into that.
Now, hopefully people checked out your YouTube video breaking down the Mayakoba Golf Classic that is happening right now out in Mexico. But for those who didn't get in on that, it's too late for top five, top 10 bets to be placed, but you can still do in-tournament betting throughout the weekend. Are there a couple of names that we should be keeping an eye on for the golf event that's currently happening in Mexico?
Yeah, definitely. So one of my picks in that video is an Argentinian guy named Emiliano Grillo. He has always had success at this course. It's in Mexico, and he's always had success there. I think it's three of the last 4 years he's finished in the top 15. Well, right now, he's done his first round already, and he's actually tied for first place. And his odds actually still have some value. He's still at 18-1 right now to win the tournament. So despite not getting as good a value as he would have got on in pre-tournament, which was right around 50-1, he's tied for first after the first round and still at 18-1, still a pretty good price. So I'd keep an eye on him, and he's played well recently as well. So I love Emiliano Grillo this week.
See, come for the football, stay for the Emiliano Grillo advice. Awesome stuff from me.
Right.
As always, sir, thanks for doing this. Hopefully everything makes a little bit more sense when we chat again next week.
Yeah, awesome. I agree. Sounds good. As always, take care and best of luck to anyone who bets.